Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now we turn our attention to college football. And certainly over the past, year and a half, 2 years, the state of Florida has gotten some tremendous football coaches at all the colleges and universities. This cycle right here is going to bring you Josh Heupel from University of Central Florida and Mullins, and we had Coach Taggart. And one of the guys who I think is going to do an awesome job at Florida A&M, Willie Simmons, who's the head coach, and he hit the ground running and is doing an awesome job and doing a super job last year with the recruits in just a short period of time. He joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, thanks, Larry. A pleasure to be on.
You know, this is, as you heard me mention, I mean, this cycle here has delivered the state of Florida some pretty decent coaches. And you are in that group of guys who have an opportunity to do something special at your respective schools. I know you were excited about this job. You know the potential. You've seen it. You've seen this area. You've seen Florida for a lot of years. Talk about that and what your plans right away, because I see what you've done with your coaching staff, with your recruiting. I mean, everything has been ramped up a lot.
Well, you're absolutely right. This job has been a dream come true. Of course, I grew up 20 minutes west of Tallahassee, and my entire childhood and early life was spent going to Bragg Memorial Stadium watching the Florida A&M Rattlers play. You know, my godbrother, Eddie Battle, played for Coach Ken Riley. Yeah. My mother graduated from Florida A&M. A lot of people that I knew growing up attended this great institution. And so, like you said, I know all about the rich history and tradition of Florida A&M. And once I got into coaching, you know, this was always one of those jobs. Every coach, I think, has a list of what they call dream jobs. And this job was definitely on that list of dream jobs for me. So just when the call was made by athletic director Dr. Eason to offer me the job, it was like a dream come true. And so once we got to work, I was able to put a pretty good staff together. And one of my first orders of business was to dip down to Miami and pull Coach Billy Roll out of the high school ranks and get him on staff. And that was a huge get for me, for my coaching staff, and to establish those relationships back in South Florida that made FAMU so prominent back in the day. So put together a really good staff and just tried to set a foundation early on with the recruitment of the student athletes that we targeted, and just trying to change the culture to get us back to the glory days of when FAMU was the premier school in FCS football.
You hit on probably the best word possible is culture. And I know a lot of Florida A&M grads. In fact, they're the ones that reached out to me this evening. Hey, we're going to listen to Coach. And that was one of the things that they said. It what was great football at Florida A&M had gotten away for a while. And, it is a culture change. You have to completely – because this school has gone through so many changes. I mean, no fault to anybody in particular, but I'm just saying, it got a reputation where, oh, Florida A&M is going to offer everybody and this and that. And it wasn't like that. It never used to be like that. I mean, I'm older, and I remember back in the national championship days, and I remember some of the great guys that played on that team and moved along, and so many NFL guys and so many high-level football players. It was missing. But that was the one thing, Coach, that they talked about. Coach is going to add a better culture there. It's going to be a whole lot different. How is it going to be different?
Well, one of the main things is consistency. You know, I think when FAMU was the prominent program back in the day, there was consistency. You know, Coach Jake gave the coach there for many years. Mm-hmm. Then he turned over the reins to Rudy Hubbard. You know, he was here for many years. And Ken Riley throughout the 80s and until the 90s. And then Billy Joe came in and took over the program in the 90s and on into the 2000s. So there was consistency throughout the program. I think what's happened at FAMU over the last maybe 15 years or so has just been constant turnover. And it's hard to build any type of program when you have that much change. You know, when you have coaches coming in every 2 or 3 years, you know, it's hard to put your stamp on the program, athletic directors, presidents, you name it. You know, we've just had a lot of change. So one of the main selling points for me coming back home was that for the first time in a long time, and I think every Rattler listening in can agree, that we felt the sense of stability. You know, we named Dr. Larry Robinson president. We moved the interim tag off of him. Dr. John Eason, who's an alum, decided to come out of retirement to be the athletic director. We moved the interim tag off of him. I signed a 5-year contract, which is the longest contract that they've given in a long time. So it showed a commitment to the athletic football program and what we're trying to do. You know, so that's what it's going to take. I think it's going to take the consistency of us all working together to put our blueprint on the program, because we all know what it's capable of being.
Right.
But, you know, we have to put our collective minds together and stick with that plan. And if we do that, you know, I think the results will show for themselves.
No doubt. Coach Willie Simmons joining us, head coach at Florida A&M. And another thing, too, and I don't think a lot of people point this out, it's a tremendous educational institution, one of the best pharmacy schools around. I mean, they have a tremendous curriculum, and a lot of people flock to that from all over the world to go to school there. And I think a lot of people overlook that as well.
Oh, no question about it. You know, I mean, when you match our academic reputation up with many schools in the Southeast, I mean, we hold our own. And, I mean, we're a nationally recognized institution. You talked about our pharmacy program. I mean, our SBI program, our School of Business and Industry. I mean, Fortune 500 companies flock to Florida A&M every spring, you know, recruiting prospective employers. You know, our communications program is one of the best in the Southeast. My engineering program is world-renowned, our agricultural program, I mean, you name it. I mean,
yeah,
we have a ton of programs there that are nationally recognized programs. If you have a FAMU degree, it means something.
Yeah.
That's one of the selling points that we're able to give to our student-athletes. Our record on the field hasn't necessarily been what we're accustomed to, but our academic reputation has been strong for years and years. And so, you know, when we brought recruits in and parents and sat them down and really start to go over those statistics of where we rank nationally in a lot of fields, how much our graduates earn on average, you know, starting out, you know, how much our endowment, how much we put into research. I mean, parents were blown away when they found out those statistics. So, again, what we have to do is bring the football side up to match that. So now you can offer a quality education, but also offer a chance to play top-level football and have a chance to better yourself as an all-around individual.
Coach, what is this spring? What was this spring for you? I mean, what was it all about to try to see what you guys had to kind of see where you're going to be set for maybe when you come back, you know, on the field again in August?
Well, I think the main thing was, again, all the coaches getting in and really coming together and getting our football team to understand our way. You know, that's something that we use. We talk about the FAMU way. And basically what that is, you know, the way that we all agree that it needs to be done. You know, it can't be the coaches feel one way and players feel another way, or, you know, individualism. I mean, we're going to set our standard as to what we're all about, you know, and that's our 7 F's that we brought into the program of having great faith, using great fundamentals, playing extremely fast, knowing how to fight and compete, finishing everything we start, you know, having a lot of fun in what we do, and also being a family, you know. So those are the things that we're going to hold our hat on, and everybody's going to buy into those things, and that's really what it's been all about. So I think the guys have really started to buy into that, and once we began to practice and they began to put it all together, they're starting to see how good we can be. I think that's one of the encouraging things after a few days of practice, that you can see the guys, the twinkle in their eyes a little bit, because they're starting to realize, if I just listen to Coach and do what he asked me to do, you know, I can be pretty special.
Yeah.
And as a team, we can be pretty special. And so that's been really positive the first few days. But really, that's what the spring has been about, just really putting our blueprint on the program and consistently doing that moving forward.
Yeah. Coach, before we let you go, let's take a look back at this 2018 class. It looks like you got some really different guys that could be difference makers in a hurry, which is kind of new, you know, to get some of these kids. And Coach Roll got a few of these guys from South Florida as well. Talk about this last class.
Well, we're really excited about this class. You know, like I said, one of the biggest things that we feel like we did was bring Coach Billy Roll on staff along with Coach Jelani Barasa, you know,
right.
Two guys from the Miami area. You know, we were able to sign a ton of kids from Miami. You know, Jordan Dillard little three-star athlete, wide receiver, defensive back that played for Coach Rowe, that turned down a lot of mid-major offers to come to Florida A&M. Herman
Jackson.
He could
punt, too.
Yeah.
Real good.
Herman Jackson is another defensive back from down in that area, played for Coach Rowe. Bo Kendrick was a really big get for us. We feel that running back from Northwestern. We were also able to get all the guys we got from down that way. It's about six of them.
I know.
Chris Mateer was another big safety.
Huge.
That we got from
Central
High School. Yeah. Tim Williams, a defensive back from Crop. So a lot of defensive backs. Of course, anyone who knows Miami and South Florida knows that you can get a ton of speed and great quality defensive backs. So we were able to really improve our team speed with the players that we signed from South Florida. But that was a big emphasis for us. We also were able to get some players out of Atlanta, a few players out of Atlanta, which is also a large alumni chapter for us. And we were able to get some players out of the Big Bend area, up here in North Florida. So really that was our emphasis, really do a great job in South Florida, do a great job in Atlanta, New Orleans. We signed three kids out of New Orleans. And really, take care of the Big Bend area, local area, and even Central Florida. So I thought we did a really good job of covering the entire state in the limited amount of time that we had to be able to sign some players and fill a lot of needs and guys that we feel can come in and really help us in year one.
Yes, you did. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know everybody enjoyed it. A lot of Rattlers down in South Florida, they're rooting for you all the way.
Well, I'll definitely be down that way soon. I'm going to be speaking to the Dade County and Broward County and Palm Beach County chapters here near the end of this month and early next month. So look forward to seeing everyone, and definitely thank you for having me on the show.
Anytime. Coach Willie Simmons ends hour one.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.